Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Minnesota's Attorney General says Good worked as a legal observer. So what does that mean? KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with a local lawyer about the role they play.
Hundreds of people spent Thursday night in a Minneapolis music venue learning how to become a constitutional observer during protests and enforcement actions. Officials in Minneapolis described Renee Good as a legal observer who would document the work of law enforcement to be used later in court if necessary.
They are not there to prevent any kind of harm or illegal action from occurring. They are there only to document what's going on for possible legal action after things have settled down.
Vic Volchek is the legal director of ACLU Pennsylvania. Volchek says the Trump administration's rush to label Good as a domestic terrorist is a perfect example of why legal observers are necessary to have on scene.
It's very important to have the facts straight, and the legal observers are there to make sure that there is a clear record of what happened so that if something does go wrong, if there is illegal activity by the government, that those people will be held accountable.
Newly released video of the shooting from what appears to be the ICE agent's cell phone could provide new insight into exactly what happened. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.